And next up is Brian and Brett from the Office of Innovation. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources. It's a pleasure to be back with you again this morning. My name is Brian Ambrett. I'm the Senior Climate Resilience Coordinator in the Governor's Office of Policy Innovation and the Future. I'm here today to support LD 1572, a resolve to analyze the impact of sea level rise. In 2019, Governor Mills established the Governor's Office of Policy Innovation in the Future to address critical long-term issues facing Maine by engaging state agencies, stakeholders, and the public in the planning and implementation of innovative, data-driven policy solutions. The state's climate action plan, Maine Won't Wait, highlights the opportunity to give agencies, municipalities, tribal governments, and the private sector clear guidance for waterfront planning, development, risk reduction, and conservation with respect to sea level rise. Companion reports to the climate action plan identify potential consequences and costs to Maine if action is not taken to prepare for sea level rise, including $17.5 billion in coastal flood damage between now and 2050, and a reduction of 20,000 jobs across the coastal, maritime, and hospitality sectors. The Maine Climate Council's Scientific and Technical Subcommittee recommends committing to manage 1.5 feet of sea level rise by the year 2050 and 3.9 feet by 2100. These projections represent the most likely values for sea level rise. However, extreme sea level rise is possible and prudent to plan for in some cases. Therefore, the subcommittee additionally recommends preparing to manage for 3 feet of sea level rise by 2050 and 8.8 feet by 2100. LD 1572 provides critical, consistent guidance to agencies, ensuring that all departments are relying on the same set of projections for their work of protecting state assets, coastal communities, and Maine's resources. Importantly, the bill also signals clearly to municipalities and the private sector that a standard set of sea level rise projections inform local waterfront planning and coastal management. Providing clear projections and consistent rules is a key early step in supporting Maine's towns to prepare for coastal flooding and to build resilience to climate change. As our office has testified on other bills this session, technical assistance and support for municipalities will be needed over time to build resilient communities, and LD 1572 is a good start. LD 1572 is also an important first step in investing in climate-ready infrastructure in Maine. The Climate Action Plan identifies aging infrastructure as both a burden and an opportunity. Maine has over 330 miles of public roads, 60 miles of rail, and numerous public boat ramps, wastewater treatment plants, and ferry landings that will be exposed to inundation from rising seas. LD 1572 will inform how the state assesses the risk of sea level rise to coastal infrastructure and will guide more resilient design and construction practices. New and upgraded infrastructure must be designed to withstand the conditions expected over its decades-long lifetime. Otherwise, any modest cost savings today are purchased at the expense of much higher repair and replacement costs in the future, not to mention the public safety, health, and economic losses incurred when infrastructure fails. From working waterfront infrastructure that forms the backbone of many local economies to green infrastructure like the sand dunes and salt marshes that protect our coastal neighborhoods from storms, the guidance provided by LD 1572 will enable Maine to make smart, responsible investments that increase the day-to-day functionality of our infrastructure and improve the reliability and performance during emergencies. The fact sheet attached to my written testimony provides you with additional information. Thank you for your service on this committee and the opportunity to testify today.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ambrett. Any questions from the committee? All right, not seeing any. Thank you for joining us.
Pleasure, thank you.